This is KUT. It wasn't just people who found themselves displaced after Hurricane Harvey flooded Texas. Animals needed to escape the danger as well, including very exotic animals. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, some of them have found safe harbor right here in central Texas.
I met John Grimari at the Austin Zoo around 10 on a rainy morning.
A lot of people don't realize the best time to be at the zoo is this hour.
He's the zoo's general curator.
The animals are most active. They're kind of jacked up because the keepers are just showing up, and when's the food going to be here? I mean, you don't get to see this at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
We were there to check out some of the most recent arrivals. First stop.
Morning.
Family of tamarin monkeys. When we got there, staffer Marcy Griffith was hiding food around their cage.
So they're really small and cute, and this is a family. So we have the mom, the dad, a juvenile female, and then we have our baby.
And where are they in from?
So these guys came from the Victoria Zoo.
That zoo, the Texas Zoo in Victoria, flooded after Harvey. And these aren't the only animals brought here from there. But they are the smallest.
What does the lion say?
That's a girl.
That's a girl lion? How do you know, Bear?
It doesn't have a mane.
By one of the zoo's lion habitats, Kyle and Virginia Briggs and their kids Barrick and Nieva watched two recently transplanted lions eat their breakfast.
Pretty hungry.
Yeah.
The zoo's also taken in a tiger. Grimari says there are a lot of challenges to giving new homes to creatures like these. There's moving them.
It's no small feat to load an uncooperative lion into a crate so they could be transported to another facility.
But they were tranquilized, I imagine, or something.
No, the lions themselves were done fully consciously.
And the animals also need to be kept in quarantine once they arrive. The tiger, for example, actually showed up with parasites and had to be treated. But Grimari says the Austin Zoo was well-equipped to take on the challenge.
That's what we do. We're a rescue zoo. And typically, you know, it's not circumstances like this that involve us, but it's things like animals, you know, inappropriate pets being surrendered to us, animals being confiscated by law enforcement. But this is a circumstance where we could take these guys in.
He doesn't know how long they'll be here, but depending on how rebuilding goes at the Texas Zoo in Victoria, this could be their new forever home. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.